Folks, football is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. As your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag, that's BETOLINE.ag, to receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts, and also BetOnline sponsors the Boss Man Show on your radio. Doubt, man. It was good to talk to you, brother. I know you moved to D1, so I want to have you on the show, man. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity, obviously, for our school, our program. You know, we've had a lot of success here at Stonehill as a Division II program, obviously for basketball, but just every sport in our athletic department. And making the transition now to be at the Division I level on the Division I stage is just, it's tremendous. Our school is really excited. Our players, our alumni, you know, our student body, just everybody around Stonehill basketball and everyone around Stonehill is excited for the transition, the opportunity. And I think not a lot of people have probably heard of Stonehill. You know, I think even up here in the Northeast, we've kind of always been known as a little bit of a hidden gem. And when people come on campus or they learn more about the academics and just obviously athletically, you know, with what our programs have done, they're kind of blown away. And now, at this stage, on this level, we're on national TV, our opening game against UConn on Fox Sports 1, and people will learn more about Stonehill. And as the year goes, and our football team, you know, just won their NEC opener against Duquesne the other day, and the publicity and the buzz and just people learning about Stonehill, that little hidden gem becomes more of a, you know, a nationwide brand and a name as time goes on. So we're excited, man. I'm really excited for, obviously, selfishly, the opportunity that's in front of myself with leading this program to the Division I level for our players. I'm an alum of Stonehill, so proud of the school, the opportunity, and we're excited for the challenge, excited for the opportunity, and just ready to get things going.
And for those who don't know this about this, Chris, is that you all have now 13 full scholarships now. In D2, you had 10. You can kind of split it up however you want to split it up and kind of budget how you want to budget it. But now it's 13 full rides plus walk-ons when you bring those in. So how is that different for you, man, to split up, to cover a lot of guys? Now, 13 fulls you have to go with, no more splitting up anymore in D1.
Yeah, it's, I mean, from a, you go to obviously Division II from 10 to 13, like you said, and I think it allows you as a coach building a program, you just have the opportunity for, you know, more scholarship-level players and scholarship-level talent. There's those challenges that come along now of trying to, you know, manage and deal with more talented guys that can all play and are competitive and want to play. It helps us, I think, especially day-to-day in practice, you know, as you've just got more guys that are able, capable, or, you know, want that opportunity, or you've invested in with a scholarship to bring them here to compete and play and help your team win. We were able to split some things up previously, you know, at the Division II level with some partials and different elements that right now, you know, it's all 13 scholarship kids here at the Division I level. And it's just, it's a little bit new right now as we're, this is obviously year one, the first few months of doing it, that we're learning a lot of the nuances and just things that go into it. And I think as this year goes on, we personally and myself, we're going to have a lot better feel where next year, where you just, the adjustment of do this, do that, scholarship recruitment for balancing a roster and understanding that management is just going to be more comfortable, you know, in about 8, 9, 10 months. But obviously, you know, when you've got 13 scholarships, there's three more scholarship players, you know, in the gym. Right now we're starting this year right now with 12. We ended up only using 12 of our 13, and we like our group. You know, the kids that we brought back from our previous Division II roster, as well as some transfers, some incoming kids. We like this group, and we're excited to see them compete and, you know, see how they fare and see how they do.
Now, I know it's been a lot about busy for you because you have to watch film on all your new opponents that you can play in any NEC. So how has that been this summer, watching the film on Synergy, all these different coaches you have to go against coming up here in January and February and into March there?
Yeah, I mean, I've known some of the programs over the years because I'm a basketball fan. You know, we love the game. We try to watch as much of it as we can outside of our own seasons and scouting. And I've tried to watch, you know, a bunch of NEC film, but at the same time, the league has gone in with a little bit of a turnover. You know, there's Bryant left the NEC, Mount St. Mary's is gone. So those two programs, you know, that were obviously last year finished near the top of the league, Bryant won it, is no longer here. There's been a lot of turnover. Bashir Mason, who was at Wagner, is now at St. Peter's. So there's a new coach, Donald Copeland, who's in. LIU just turned over. There were a bunch of transfers. So even like talking to people in and around the NEC, it's a big transitioning year. Stonehill is now jumping into the NEC. We're a new school. So trying to learn about the NEC, I think people are going to learn about it this fall, it seems like, with the new incoming transfers to the new coaches, to the new people, to the new schools. I think a lot of the existing coaches are, you know, you see sort of who the NEC is and sort of what the schools are as November, December basketball get underway, and you get a feel for this new type of team, you know, that each team presents. Right now for us, we're, you know, obviously trying to learn about the NEC, but we play UConn in the opener. We play Quinnipiac. We play Army. So we've been, you know, starting to look at them a little bit, you know, quicker just because of the scouting reports and the teams you're playing right off the bat are a little quicker than, you know, getting ready for NEC play come the end of December and into early January. But we've recruited a lot of guys over the years that, you know, we'd always aspired to try to bring in that level of play where guys may have ended up in the NEC or in the America East or the Patriot League or the Ivy League and, you know, so on and like that. So we know some of the players, we know the level of talent, and I think we're going to learn more as we get thrown into the fire and, you know, jump into the deep end here in league play in December and January to see, you know, what it's really like.
No doubt. And so talk about practices so far. How's that been for you guys? I know it started last week for a lot of teams kicking off practice. How's it been? Are you all kind of ramping up? Or are you kind of going hard right into it already?
Yeah, we jump right into it. We practices are going great. We've got an older, more mature group, I think, you know, with our returning guys from last year's roster. We brought in a couple of grad transfers. And so it's a good group. It's a mature group. Our system and our style, we play a free-flowing motion offense, so it's an open game. We'll run actions. We'll run quick hitters and sets. But it's just a read-react free-flowing system that guys need to play. And what we do in practice is we play a lot. So we play, and you let them learn, you know, under fire and in live game situational stuff. So we've jumped right into it. Our preseason, the fall, was really good from September, you know, up until last week when practice got going with the skill development and some conditioning, but also we had the opportunity to play 1-on-1, 2-on-2, 5-on-5 with that time frame. And we're going right now we're, you know, it's been competitive. It's been really good and it's really good to watch. And we're now like at this point, like, RDK, what do we need to do with this guy or that guy or this system based on just watching them play? Because we play a lot and we consistently play a lot as we always have. So, and that's we're doing what we normally do right now.
And talk about that piece, Chris. The player development is so important because I feel like that's when guys really can get better and get their games going. So talk about how important it is for you guys, skill development for your guys, and how getting guys go to the gym on their own. Because you need to go to the gym without having a coach push or prod you. Go get better on your own.
Well, I think it starts in recruiting, you know, that piece where you want guys to be self-motivated. We want to try to find guys that are gym rats. We want guys that are going to do exactly as you said, where it's not on a coach to, you know, pull them out of bed and make sure they're doing what they should and getting the gym on their own. We want self-motivated guys that want to get better and want to improve. And When you find that, I think that that really adds to your culture, and that really adds to just the competitiveness that and the level of play overall. So our group, like we, it's a constant revolving door here with our guys getting into the gym on their own or grabbing a coach. Hey, coach, can you come rebound? Hey, get on the shooting gun, like the machines that we have here to get better. But player development, I mean, I've always felt, and you've heard it from different speakers and, you know, different coaches, the legends, as good of a coach as you are, it can be, it's all about the players on the floor. It's all about what they do and who they are. You know, those are the guys that put the ball in the basket. Those are the guys that are making decisions. And I think when you've got good teams as a coach, you just want to get the heck out of the way and let your players, you know, do their thing and go win a game and compete and play. And a lot of that starts, you know, with the behind the scenes grind of player development and your team development. And we spent a lot of time in our system on developing our guys. You work with them from closeouts to shooting mechanics to decision making to read and react situations. And fortunately for us, just with the style and the system we play, every drill we do is skill work. So that jumps right into how we play. So we put a huge focus on skill development. It's a constant everyday mentality. And then, you know, into film work where we'll film our practices and sit down with our guys and they get to study themselves. We study them and let them watch, you know. I think it was Fizdale back in the playoffs when he was with, I think it was Sacramento or whatnot. He said, you know, the numbers don't lie, but the film doesn't lie either. You know, and that's as much as we may say to coaches, well, hey, we're seeing you do this. When we bring them up into the offices and we sit down and watch film, they see the reality, you know, the proofs in what they've been doing on film. So that the film element goes hand in hand with player development too.
It's been a former football guy, coach. I always say the eye in the sky does not lie. That tells the true story.
Seriously.
It surely does.
Yeah.
And for you, man, for you, how does it really feel for you, man? You've been from Toronto, Canada, coming on down here, but only Canadian head coach in D1 right now. How does it feel representing your city of TO Toronto up there, man, being down here doing your thing, Stonehill, man?
It's honestly, it's pretty special. Right now, I'm the only Canadian head coach in the NCAA on the men's side, NCAA Division One, you know, and having just, I'm proud of where I'm from. I'm proud of Toronto. I'm proud of Markham, where I grew up. And being here and just having this opportunity, you know, it's, I wake up every day and I pinch myself that it's real, it's legit. And I try not to take it for granted. And it kind of motivates me each and every day to, you know, to prove myself and make sure that I'm worth it and make sure that, you know, I do the job I'm hopefully capable of to keep this, you know. But it's, yeah, just really, really excited for the opportunity, excited for, you know, the challenges in front, but just appreciative and thankful that, you know, I'm sitting where I am and I have this opportunity. You know, a lot of hard work has gone into it behind the scenes, but a lot of luck at the same time. I think that's part of it. You know, opportunities that come, it's, you know, my faith in the Lord is he's put me here, and you know, I just try to work hard and do what I can to be appreciative, thankful, and just stay where I am and proud of it.
Now, Chris, I'm gonna ask you some advice. Now, I'm terrible at driving in snow. I know it's cold in Toronto.
Yeah.
What's the trick to driving in snow? So, those here in Atlanta, I don't come out of the house. So tell me what's the trick to driving in snow, man.
The trick to driving in the snow, don't do it. Get a driver for you. yeah, it's you learn young and back home that you know how to figure out how to dodge and weave with you know the slush on the on the road and everything. So
Now,
stay out of the roads, fly, get someone to
bro,
drive
I'm gonna
for
tell you
you.
something, bro. We don't have salt here, or like we don't have nothing. We don't have plows here. So with snows here, man, it's like it just sticks because we don't have any salt. We don't have nothing to deal with it. When it happens, we're just freaking out here. Like it snowed Christmas here. Like I didn't go out for 4 days. So I was Instacart, Uber Eats, everything. Shout out to
The
those
easy
people
way,
doing it,
Andy.
man.
Yeah, the easy way. I like it. I like it.
Now, let me ask you this. Now we're foodies. We're foodies here on this show. So, coach, let me ask you this, man. What is your favorite food when you're not want to have a cheat day, eat whatever you want to? What's your favorite food to intake, brother?
I'm a pizza guy. I'm
Okay.
a burger pizza guy, keep it simple, type guy, and just nothing fancy. We got some great spots around here, you know, that we'll order in and chill and eat and just take advantage of. So, and when we eat on the road, it's hard because you know, when you're traveling so much as a coach, it's always fast food, grab and go type stuff. But it's hard for me to, you know, when we order pizzas for the guys, I'm always divulging in. Just, it's hard to say no.
Well, if you kids out here to recruit in Atlanta, one of these events we have at Lake Point or the next play, all these events we have in Atlanta, I will take you out some good pizza, brother. I got some places in Atlanta that you would love to have, brother.
I love it. I'm good. Let me know.
I sure will. Folks, it's Chris Cross on the Boss Man Show, Stonehill Skyhawks in the NEC. Now, Chris, thank you for your time this morning. Do this again real soon, man.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, brother. Folks, football is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. As your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag, that's BETOLINE.AG, to receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts, and also BetOnline sponsors the Boss Man Show on your radio.